Oh, madame.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. We wanted to explain how happy we are to see you chair the 14th meeting on antipersonnel mines. We'd like to thank you for the magnificent work that you have done throughout the year to ensure that the meeting is a success. President, antipersonnel mines affect civilian populations as well as combatants. They hamper economic development and reconstruction. Peru had areas in which we had a national infrastructure which was mined, such as electricity pylons. We had 3 maximum security prisons and 2 police bases with mines. In 2008, we concluded our work on humanitarian demining around the electricity pylons. And in 2012, we were able to carry out demining operations in the corresponding areas in the mined national infrastructure. This task was entrusted to the anti-mines security division of our national police. As regards the land border with Ecuador, there was a knowledge of the existence of 35 mined areas in the area known as the Cordillera del Condor, which is divided in 3 main areas, Achuime, Cenepa, and Santiago. In August 2012, the humanitarian demining operations concluded in the Santiago sector. In September of this year, we started work in the Cenepa area, where our deminers are working to date. The execution of this work is the responsibility of the Humanitarian Demining Directorate General of our Army. In the transparency reports, we've permanently kept the international community up to date about the work done in terms of mine clearance and the work done by my country to eradicate these weapons scattered throughout our territory, efforts which have borne positive fruit. Since 2009 to October this year, Peru has complied with the elimination of 9,173 antipersonnel mines, clearing an area of 130,659 square meters in our national territory. Throughout this process, we have demonstrated our clear commitment to the obligations that we have as part of the Convention on Antipersonnel Mines. And here we restate again our desire to continue complying with these. I'd also like to point out that Peru for 2 years now has been carrying out all demining work with its own resources. This makes quite clear the priority that we attach in terms of the humanitarian issues to this. The demining of the border zone would not have been possible without the support of Ecuador. Transparency in information and the delivery of fundamental documents in order to identify mined areas was vital. The level of trust achieved between Peru and Ecuador has borne real fruit, and our desire is to continue with this sort of cooperation. Diverse actions have been carried out also between both countries in order to provide South-South cooperation. First of all, we have the maintenance and consolidation of the meetings of anti-personnel mine departments, both organizations in both countries. We also have a air medical evacuation route for D-miners for both countries. This has been facilitated by Ecuador. The training of Equatorian D-miners by Peru, the use of binational badges by the D-miners, and more recently, the implementation by the binational D-mining unit, which brings together under a single command both Peruvian and Equatorian D-miners. Additional to this, added to the joint implementation measures that Peru and Ecuador are carrying out, we need to mention the second binational campaign on risk education on antipersonnel mines developed last November in the border area of Santiago in Ecuador with the participation of Contraminas officials and officials of the 68th Battalion of Cotopaxi from Ecuador, providing training for local authorities and the people in general and alerting them to the hazards of these lethal weapons. President, part of this eradication process of antipersonnel mines, as I said, is based on the necessary transparency that we have to have for proper planning in humanitarian demining operations. And it is precisely because of this that the sharing of information on the existence of mined areas has proved to be an effective and efficient tool in order to build confidence between these two countries, also after a conflict. At a period where there once was mistrust, now we are planting the seeds of peace. And this is why I wanted to take this opportunity to highlight the importance of this process of mutual cooperation and sincere and transparent dialogue between Peru and Ecuador. Thanks to this confidence and trust gained and the transparency between both countries in the period between November 2012 and December 2013, Ecuador handed over to Peru information regarding 128 minefields containing 6,354 antipersonal mines covering a contaminated area of 401,654 square meters. Information which was not part of the extension request which was submitted by Peru in 2008. President, delegates, I am sure I am right when I say that we are the only country in the world where two countries that unfortunately, sadly, in the past were opposed are now setting the example as they carry out humanitarian demining operations jointly. President, in March 2008, Peru submitted a request for extension of its humanitarian demining period for a 10-year period, which was then reduced to 8 years. On the occasion of the ninth meeting of state parties to the Convention on Antipersonnel Mines in December 2008, we were told that we could have an extension up to the 1st of March 2017. In line with our estimates, Peru will be concluding with those commitments entered into in that request before the 1st of March 2017. In compliance with its obligations according to this convention, each state party is entitled to solicit and receive assistance from other states' parties when it is feasible and insofar as possible. Based on the size and the diversity of our goals, and given the difficulty that we have proceeding with the clearance of all these territories in the time frame agreed upon in the initial request, and for obvious reasons we hadn't considered that, Peru informs the international community that it would require a new extension for its demining time frame, and we have made a formal request to the ISU on this for elaborating the documentation, which will then be submitted in February of 2016. Thank you.